Pakistan had promised that work on the pipeline will begin this year, but with work still stalled, Iran is now threatening legal action in the Paris Arbitration Court. If found liable, Islamabad could be obligated to pay $18 billion as penalty. Islamabad's attempts to obtain a U.S. waiver from sanctions have been unsuccessful. During a U.S. congressional hearing in March 2024, Assistant Secretary of State Donald Luke cautioned Pakistan against entering into a partnership with Iran, stating that such an action would result in serious consequences. Analysts believe that Pakistan's economic challenges, coupled with the threat of U.S. sanctions, have placed Islamabad in a tough spot, unable to proceed with the project but also unable to risk inviting U.S. sanctions. Hera Mustafa in Islamabad.